Okay, good morning, Masechet Shabbat, Daf Yud Aleph. And we're starting, the Ari has just joined. We're starting right at the bottom of Daf Yud Amud Bet. So we had over there, we said the whole idea that we mentioned there in the name of Rav, Chama Bar Guri Amar Rav, Chazir Adam Yishev Be'ir Sheyishvata Krova. We said there because Avonotea Muatin. And then we brought the example here of from Sdom V'Amora. And then the Gemara said, what's the Pasuk? Well, it says, Mikra. That's where we're going to start over here, right? Mikra. He says, Dichtiv, we've got a pasuk over here. Pasuk is from Bresh. Nena ha'ira zot krovana nu shama, vi mitzar imaltana shama, halo mitzar hi uthi nafshi. He wants to say, imaltana shama, and the na is chamishim v'chad b'gamashim. You see that this town is 51 years old. Okay, nun v'charabe, v'shel Sdom, nun v'shtayim. And Sdom was 52. So we see that was the whole big kunz over here, that they would run away from Sdom. It was 50, basically with a one year younger town than Sdom. Okay, that was the whole idea, that the town was 1 year younger. And therefore, look at Rashi at the bottom there. It's got the whole cheshbon. I went all the way to the Rashi, we won't read it all. But just look at this, it says, Shana achat kadmala Sdom, kenefar shel Sdom, chamishim mashtayim, da'alken bone midah b'et shinarayu, v'lo ya yishuv b'olam, ele botah b'kah. Rashi gives the whole cheshbon there, of how he worked out from Peleg, and from Nitpalgu, the world split at that time, after the Migdal Bavel, that the whole world split up. And we've got 48 years from Avram, and in Keshrav Sdom it was 99 years, 51 years after Avram, Shreboba Yom Nishmar Sarah, etc., etc., etc. We come to the calculation that Sdom was 1 year old, and therefore it was better for Lot to run away to this town. It was a year younger town, therefore there was less Avirus. So now the Gemara says like this, V'shalvata. Look at Rashi, Shavata. Hamura ba gon shivat lechem. Shavat ashket hayala v'chulei. Uchtiv k'tiv la yuadu ayit. There was a period of time in Sdom where things weren't bad. How long was the period of Sdom, right? What was the period of the Shalva, of the Shalva? Is that Shalva? Like tranquility, right? Peaceful time in Sdom. So it was 26 years. V'shavat, how long? 26 years. How do we know 26 years? Because the pasuk says over there, because the prophet says, "Shemesh Shana Avdu." Remember, this is the story of the wars there with the four kings. The prophet said with Abraham Avinu, "Says Shemesh Shana Avdu et Kedar Omer." For 12 years they served Kedar Omer. Ushlosh Shana Mardu. So we got 12 years there. They fought. For 12 years they served. They were basically slaves, and for 13 years they fought. The Mardu, they rebelled. So that's 25 years. Look at Rashi there. It's Shrim v'sheish lichtiv u'shtemesh sheshana avdu kadomer ein zu shalva. For those 13 years, for those 12 years where they served kadomer, that wasn't shalva. And then it says v'yud gimel mardu, and they rebelled for 13 years. Also it wasn't ein zu shalva, there was no peace in that time, so it was 25 years. Shayu bahen milchamot, right? Kafe shanim v'sh'rat u'shnat kavav, in the 26 years, ne'era kadar lomer. So v'ayta b'shalva, 26 years, because we said that there was 52 years of Sdom. And 52 years, less than 26 years, they had this wars and the rebellion leaves 26 years of Shalva. Okay, that's a good one. Okay, that's the end of the story over there. Now, we bought a whole lot of Ma'amarim here of Amarav Amachasi Amarav Chama Bar Guri Amaran and Member Rav. So another one the Gemara brings down as follows. Kol ir shegagotea gvohin v'rakneset, any city whose roofs of the houses are higher than the shul, Lesof Charevai, and they will be destroyed. That's quite interesting because there's a law in Europe. Remember, you see this if you go on like Holocaust tours or trips around Europe, and you see that the churches, the cathedrals, were always the highest in the city. And there was a law that you weren't allowed to build your house or any building higher than the cathedral. It's actually quite interesting. Look at this Gemara over here. He says, "Kol ir shegagotea gevurim."
In Muslim countries as well.
In Muslim countries as well, that you couldn't build higher than the mosque. Okay, maybe, I don't know. But we saw it recently now when we were in Poland, that you see all the cathedrals are like the highest buildings in all the villages. Right, welcome, Jeff. Yeah, Jeff just traveled to Aaron. Aria, Ed, good morning, everybody. I see Aaron has got a nice background there. What's that background? He's got an interesting background there. What's the background, Oren?
SAP office. It's the SAP office in Ranana.
Ah, okay. Nice building. Okay.
So I don't forget when I need to get.
Okay. People become very creative, you're right. I saw a Baruch also has on his Zoom a different background. I said to him, what bookshelf is that? Looking at the books, look at the bookshelf. So he played around and he showed me all his different backgrounds. He's just chosen a background. Okay, good, interesting. All right, so now it's like this. Kavod b'la Knesset asof chareva, shneema, quotes the pasuk over here. The pasuk here says, Ki avadim anachnu v'avnotenu lo azavnu lehenu v'yat lenu chesed ivne machay paras. He says, latet michya, to give them existence, l'romem et beit Elohenu, to uplift the house of Hashem, ulamid et charvotov, latet lenu gader b'yudah b'shlaim. Right? Ulamid et charvotav. That was to uphold their destruction, to prevent the destruction from happening. Shtimal, romem beit Elohenu, ulamid et charvotav. So he says, therefore, if the houses are low in the Beit Knesset, look at Rashi. The last wide lines rush at the top. Basically, we're protecting Yehuda. If the shuls are the highest, we haven't got higher houses. And but now he stipulates, he makes a limit. That regards houses. Right, look at Rashi. What does it mean? Kishka, right? It says, Biraniot u'migdalim. Mesura Shasa over here, on Biraniot, says, Perush binyanim asuyin lenoi. So if you've got, let's say towers or things that are being built there for, what's the word, help me, not decorative, but more, you know, like artistic and cultural, I suppose, and anything like that. Maybe also commercial. It says that wouldn't apply. Amar Rashi, Ana Abdel Abatim Chasid Lo Chareva. So Rav Ashi now, and Rashi mentions over here that Rav Ashi was a Rosh Yeshivaya, B'matim Chasid Matachasya, he was the one that instructed them not to build their houses high in the Beit Knesset. So he says, Rashi, Anna, I'm the one that made sure that in Matan B'chassi there wouldn't be destruction, because I made sure that the houses wouldn't be taller than the Beit Knesset. So the Gemara says, Nu v'tachlis v'hav charva, but in the end it was destroyed. He says it was destroyed, but v'lo miyoto avon lo charva, not because of that. While I was around, as long as we could delay the destruction of Matan B'chassi, it wasn't destroyed because the houses were never torn in the Beit Knesset. Amar Rav says, like, there's a couple of things. It says, Tachat Yishma v'lo Tachat Nochri. Look at Rashi. Tachat Yishma l'shamsho. If you're going to have to serve under somebody, so you rather serve under Yishmael, the Muslims, and not Goy. Quite interesting, right? Look at Rashi there. V'lo Tachat Nochri Edomim Shayu Reshaim Yoter. It says the Edomites, the Romans, right, the Greeks, all these, they were mamish rishayim. And then if you've got a choice, tachat nochri velo tachat chavar. If it's rather nochri, then I think you pronounce it chabar, right? I think I saw somewhere they pronounce it chabar. Anybody got a punk? Yeah, I think so. He said, what is chabar? Rashi says here, chabar uma mi b'nei parsim. So the Persian, some part of the Persian nation, there's a Hagorah Bach over there that says chabar uma, and you remember Rashi, Perek Pekira, Chavre Shem Uma Shatash Im Parsim. This is, they were with the Persians. It depends, but something to do with them.
It is Chabar.
And then, rather Tachat Chabar, but not Tachat Tamid Chacham. So, listen to this. You got a choice of who to be a servant for. You rather be with a Chabar, these Goyim, than a Tamid Chacham. Why? Because Tachat Chacham, look at Rashi there. Tamid Chacham, Im Yaknitenu Yanishenu. If you don't treat him properly with respect, you're going to get into trouble, you'll be punished. And then the Gemara gives the last answer there, is you'd rather be tachat tamid chacham, velo tachat yetomam, and not serving orphans and widows. Why? Look at the same Rashi there. V'chein yetomam anah, mipnei shedimatan mitzuya. God, basically their tears are with God. God is watching them, looking after them, and therefore, chas v'shalom, you do something wrong, you're going to get smacked very, very quickly. In other words, that's where Hashem's, the closer you are, the closer you are to the Shechina, the more you got to be careful. That was the idea of the Beit HaMikdash, right? You were in Mishkan, you made a slight mistake, you got killed. So same idea over here. Okay, some more advice. Rather, if you're going to be sick, rather be sick, but don't have intestinal sickness. Look at Rashi there. Degenerative sickness, and weakens you, kagon ashta v'chulei harosh. I don't know what ashta is. Some sort of head infections. So all they have anybody not kolei ma'im and kol ke'ev. Rather have pain v'lo ke'ev lev. Don't have heartache. Look at Rashi there. Ke'ev hu ha'olech uba. Right, pain which is coming and going. You can go on ke'ev shen, a toothache, or a ke'ev maka, or like you cut yourself, but not heartache. Right, v'kol michush chashem. Any sort of sensation. Right, v'lo michush rosh. I suppose you want your head. Rashi says chashe ba'alme lefi sha'a v'kal, some sort of sensation in you, and rather not in your head. V'kora'a, and any bad, have deal with any evil. But look at this one, v'lo ishara. Right? What did they say? There's a saying in English, right? The wrath of a woman. What's that? There's some expression like that. Beware something. There's some expression like that, right? Something. No, Manny, you're the one with the English expressions.
No scorn,
like the scorn of a wrath. Beware the wrath of a woman's scorn, something like that. Okay. Michael, you got nothing to add there?
No wrath like the wrath of a woman's scorn.
Okay, yeah, that's what we say. Okay. Rabbi Amarav, Chama Bar Guri Amarav. Imiyu kol hayamim, all the seas, Dioth, all the seas were ink. V'agamim komusim, and all the lakes, the dams were scribes' pens. V'shamayim yiriot, and the heavens were the papers with the fault to write on. V'chol b'nei adam lavlerin, right? And all the people in the world were scribes. So basically, you had if all the rivers were you had no shortage of all these. Ein maspikim lichtov chalalash reshut. He says, still, when it comes to, and this I can tell you, but today in the world we're living in now, right, the last thing you want to be is prime minister. I don't know why these guys are fighting to be prime minister. But if I was Netanyahu, I would say, thank you, everybody. Shalom al Israel. That's what Robert's dream is, right? He's getting very excited here. And he'd pack up and go home. Who wants it? That's what he says over here. Look here. He says, Zechalash Roshut, Omek Libam. Huh? He has other dreams as well. As well. Right, shehu tzarich liot lo lev lekamedinot. He's got to have his mind or heart all over the show in different countries. Lemasa katzuv to taxes, lekamem milchamot, lekamem mishpatim. How many wars to fight and how many court cases to have? Every single day, he's dealing with multitudes of things all together. So all the seas, all the, and it's not enough for these guys to write what they have to write. And the Gemara carries on. Okay, that's going to be chalal asher shutu. What says makra? What's the pasuk? How do we know this? Amar Meshashia. He quotes a pasuk over here. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. It says Shamayim larum, the heavens in the for the haughty, va'eretz la'omek, and the depths of the ground of the earth. Ve'lev melachim ein cheker, and the hearts of the melachim cannot be. In other words, are not enough, right? Ein cheker. There's no rush on that, right? Okay, now we carry on. Amarav Rabbi Chassi, Amarav Chama Bar Guri, Amarav Yafa ta'anit lechalom ke'esh le'noret. This is a dream, a fast for a dream. If you have a bad dream, I suppose you want to fast. It works as well as fire to Naoret. Now, Naoret over here is like, is pishtan, is some sort of like flax bundles. Because the Kutei Rashi over there, which brings us the pasuk over here, because this pasuk is in Yeshaya, right? Ka'esh Naoret. Sheminarin mina pishtan shehu kal v'noach lisaref. It's basically very light and easy, very flammable. So fire takes to flax, it rips it apart. So just like the fire rips the flax apart, so to a fast is the right remedy for a dream. And Amrav Chizna says, Uvo vayom, on that day that you dream, don't wait. If Amrav Yosef, and Yosef says, Afilu b'Shabbat, even if it's Shabbos, don't wait, have your fast. Now, the Gemara gives a story of the Shav Yeshua b'Rad Rav, the Iklil b'Rad Rav Ashi. Shav Yeshua b'Rad came to Rav Ashi's house. And Avdle Igle Tilta, we've seen this before, Igle Tilta. Iglet tilta is like, whether it's the third or three types of eagles of what's an eagle? No, a calf. Three types of calf, right? It's calf, right? It's like a little cow. What's it called? What's a little cow called? The calf. An eagle, it's got a word, right? When you have like when you have, you get like meat, very succulent chops, like lamb chops, you get veal, thank you. Veal, right? Right, so like veal chops, whatever. So Rashi says, yeah, igla tilta, shlishi le beten shumashmach, the third one born, and it's the best way, mnei shabahema b'kninuta, ena adayin b'kocha, v'avlad rishon v'shayni anubari. The first two aren't healthy. The third one, while the animal's still very young, it's the best meat. Although the Haggadah Bach brings a Rashi over there, we said that Rashi disagreed with this explanation somewhere else. But anyhow, igla tilta, good meat. Amulei litomar midi. So now Rav Yehoshua came to Rav Asher. Rashi said to him, to Rav Yehoshua, "No, taste some of this meat." Amulei, he said, "I can't. Why not?" But Tanita Yativna, I'm fasting. So he says to Amulei, he says, "Velo sabalei mar. Don't you hold the hard Rav Yehuda? Amar Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda, right? That Rav Yehuda said, Lo ve'adam tanito parei. You can say you're fasting. Big deal. So just alternate. What's it? We don't alternate. Lachlif, no." Exchange the day of your fast. Don't eat today and fast tomorrow. Lovev, right? Borrow from today, the Purim. Pay back the debt tomorrow. You don't have to fast today. So you're busy fasting. He has great meat. He has an igla tilta. It's an opportunity for you to eat something along the way. So he says to him, Amalei, Tanit Chalomu. It's a Tanit Chalom, which was learned a second ago. It's special, not just the average Tanit. Amarav Amar Bechasi, Amarav Chama Bar Guri, Amarav, he just quotes Agamora. Yafe Tanit Lechalom, Kesh No Noer, like to Pishtan. And more than that, Amar Chizav Vobayom, Amarav Yossi, Afinu B'Shabbat. So you're right, Rav Yehuda might say you can alternate, you can convert fast and exchange of other days, but if not a fast for a Tanit, that you should try and do on the same day, even if it is Shabbos. Now the Gemara goes back to our Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we're speaking there about stopping Shema and Daf Tet Amud Bet. We said the Loshav Adam Nifnei Asapar, and then we said Lomer Mecha. And we said like this: V'im Itchilu Ein Mafsikin. If you already started all these things, then we don't stop you, right to Daven. We said Samuch LeMincha. We talk about Mincha, and then the Mishnah straight away says Mafsikin a Krishma, Mafsikin a Tefillah. So who's going to cash? I don't understand. He says, we said there, ve'im itchilu ein mafsikin, mafsikin krishma. The Gemara says, v'ha tanilei reisha ein mafsikin. The reisha, the Tana said, ein mafsikin. If you started, we don't stop you for all these things. Right? So look at Rashi over here. V'ha tanilei reisha ein itchilu ein mafsikin. V'gabe tfida kamina. And we're talking about mincha, we're talking about davening. V'lamilei lemahader lemitni. Right? V'ein mafsikin et tfila. So I understand. Because the Mishnah said then, mafsikin et krishma, aval ein mafsikin et tfila. We just said imit chilu and mafsikin, and we're talking about tefillah. Clear, right? The Mishnah says imit chilu and mafsikin, and we're discussing mincha. So mincha is tefillah, and then we say straight away mafsikin a krishma, and mafsikin a tefillah. Well, what's the going on here, right? So we say no. Seifa atan the divrei Torah. He says no. The seifa there. Is there we're speaking about Divrei Torah, not about Mincha. If you look at the Mishnah says, No Yeshev Adam Yivnei Asapar Samuch LeMincha, Ad Shid Palel, right? Ve'im Hitchilu Ein Mafsikin. Then, full stop. Then we said, Mafsikin the Krishma, Mafsikin the Tefillah. We're no longer talking now about if you're doing a haircut, we're talking about if you're learning Torah. He says, The Seifa is Atana Divrei Torah, the Tanya Chavarim, Shayyoskim Torah, Chavarim, right? They, Umanutan, that's the Torah, they, the Chachamim. Mafsikin l'krishma ve'ein mafsikin l'tfila. Look at Rashi over there. Atal divrei Torah ve'lemil tachritinak. And somebody else wants to go discuss in your halacha, not mincha of davening. And chaverim toratan mafsikin toratan l'krishma. They stop their learning for krishma. Dizmane doraita, because it's a doraita time. It's limited from the Torah. Uveshoch becha v'kumecha ve'ein mafsikin l'tfila. And they don't stop with tfila. So atal midchochem is sitting in the bed midrash learning, and it comes time for mincha. They don't have to stop for mincha. But for Krishma, you have to stop for Krishma. That's what it's about. Rabbi Yochanan says, wait a second. This is not for everybody. He says, Lo shanu ele kagon, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai v'chaverav. Now, it's quite amazing. Eh? Rabbi Yochanan says that this only applies to people like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and chaverav, she toratan umanutan. Their Torah was their umanutan. Aval kagon anu, but like us, like Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Not like us in this room here or like me. Like Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Mafsikin le Krishma. But we stop in for Krishma and for Tefillah. And that's really the halacha. I don't think you find a Talmid Chochem today, very few, far in between, who are sitting in the Beit Midrash, they wonder, Mincha Zacham learning. Right? And that's the Rabbi Yochanan Aviyah. So look at Rashi Aviyah, Kogon Anu. Aval anu. Rashi got a lashon aval, not the kagon. Aval anu. Hoil. Right? Umafsikin toratenu leumanutenu. Since we stop in Torah to go and work. And you see, as Rabbi Yochanan said, we went and worked. Right? Right? Kosher kain shenafsik v'yam. Much more so, we're going to stop with filling. We go and make a parnosa. We go stop working. We're going to make a mafsikin krishma. V'ha'al gomes v'ha'tanya. But we got a brighter. K'shem she'en mafsikin et filling kach en mafsikin et krishma. The brighter says that you don't, just like you don't stop with filling, you don't stop for krishma either. So what we got a story of stopping for kihani, he says, kitani, he says, no. When we learned that, ahib ibushana, that's specific. When that brighter said, kashem she'en mafsikin et filling, that's not a regular event. That's if we were sitting there, ibushana, the amra of adabar avat, v'chein tanu sabid the hagronia, and the olds of hagronia also learned, amra bilazar bar tzadok, kashayinu oskim, ibushana b'yavne, when we were specifically dealing with the ibushana, that was whether to calculate the months, to add on extra days or extra months of the years, that was a unique story over there. Then we wouldn't stop because we were very involved in the intercaltation, I think the word is. What's the right English word there? Intercaltation. I think that's what it's called. Intercalation. Thank you. Intercalation. There's something like intercalation. Right? Then we wouldn't stop, but if it was for anything else, we would stop. Okay. New Mishnah. Mishnah is like this. Lo yetzei achad. Remember, this is the Mishnah when we started our first Mishnah in Daf Tet. We said lo yeshev adam lifnei hasapar. We crossed it next to the hairdresser there, and there Rashi said, I don't know. I thought it was Rashi. We saw a perush over there. Then why did this Mishnah come over here now? Because, yes. If you look on Daf Tet Amud Bet, the third lines of Rashi, V'ha de Tani Hacha, the reason why we're learning this Mishnah over here is Mishum de Dami Le'ha de Tani Gaba. We're going to similar to what we're going to learn soon. Lo etze achayat b'machato Erev Shabbos im chashechi. That the tailor shouldn't go out Erev Shabbos with these needles. And now comes the Mishnah. So really, this is the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes, Lo yetze achayat b'machato samuch lechashecha. A tailor shouldn't go out Erev Shabbos with his needle or in his jacket, right? In his jacket. Why? Shemishgach v'yetze. Because if it's Erev Shabbos and he has it in his jacket, so on Shabbos he might walk around with it as well. Now just think about it for a second. This is a gzeira. Because the isur of Hotza'ah is Shabbos. We being gozer now, Erev Shabbos, atu Shabbos. Clear? It's a gzeira. This is a derabana. This is not a deraita. Lo yetze b'achad b'machat samul chashecha. Why? Shema yishkach v'ezrika Rashi Aviya. Mishet techshach. That he might go out on Shabbos with it. V'lo halav lar b'kal muso. And the scribe not with his pen. V'lo yefale et keilav. Rashi lo fale mav'er kini mi bigdo. Demetagiminam bi'arti pileiti ulokam b'farsh taima. You also shouldn't cleanse your clothes, shake out your clothes there of Shabbos, because if you do it over during on Shabbos, you'll come to be Mavish Rabbim. V'lo yikra le'or haner, and you shouldn't read as well to the ner, the candle we're speaking about over here, not our candles. We're talking about a candle with a wick, right? Where you might come to adjust the wick on Shabbos, and you're always a Mavir. Look at Rashi there. V'lo yikra le'or haner, b'sefer. Shema yate haner l'avi Hashem l'fnei ha'tila sh'ilek yafeh v'nimsa Mavir b'Shabbos, right? And now the Mishnah says, v'emet amru. Ha-chazan ro'eh heichat lo'kot korin. The chazan, now Rashi says, a couple of expressions what the chazan is, because the other person who's learning for the laning for the Shabbos tomorrow is teaching kids, right? So he can see where the kids are up to, avalhulo, he himself can't, shouldn't use a candle. He says, chayotzebo, and likewise, la'asot harchaka laver, and Rashi says, what does it mean, chayotzebo? La'asot harchaka. These are all gzairas, so that you don't come and do avairas. Lo yochal azav im azava bipnei hergel avairas. So it's not on Shabbos, but it's a rule. Azav and azava, Azav or Azava shouldn't eat together with other people, or maybe even between themselves. Because if you get used to eating with a Zav or Azava, if you're, let's say you're a Zav or your wife's a Zava, so you're familiar with eating, you might come to have relations with them and you're over on Isra Doraita. Okay, that's a similar idea. Look at Rashi there. Lo yochal azav mazava, because you can't tahori mazava, or how much more say if you're a tahori mazava, so azava and zava together, or a taro, or why be they get a gabarim, tokshe mit yachadin, since they're together, they eat together in that meal, yavoli vol zava shiba karet. He didn't have any relations with his wife, because she's a karet, so therefore don't eat together as well. This is all harchakot. See, this whole Mishnah is all about harchakot, all gzairas. Right? like what's like it's not hatam. We learned in the Mishnah, right? Lo yamol adam shel yachid veyishte birshut harabim, right? This is a Gemara in Masechet Eiruvin, right? It says lo yamol adam shel yachid. A person shouldn't stand in shel yachid veyishte birshut harabim and drink in the shel harabim. Now, when we saw this whole idea of when I went to Ali Ala Regel, whatever, well, listen, in your house. You're sitting in your house, and I don't know, and there's a stick your head over out the window onto the street and sip out of the bowl of water that's in the Shtarabi. Try to think of a way how it could be, right? And vice versa. And also be Shtarabi and Vishtav Shayachid, or be in the Shtarabi and drink from the Shtarabi. Aval.
Here
we're going to get to it now. Aval im ichnis rosho verubo lemakom shu shote mutar. Remember, we had the case of the Olela Regel. We had those beams. We had the four pits that are outside, and because the well was Shtei Yachid, they couldn't take the water out, so they made it outside. But you could, in theory, if you could get your whole head and body into the Shtei Rabim, then you can drink there, because your head and body is where you are. Even though you're sitting or your legs are standing Shtei Yachid or Shtei Rabim, your head and your body Rosh Verubo. But we had this with the case of the animals with the Bechor, remember? Rosh Verubo, if most of his head came out or most of his body came out in pieces. In the Zvachim Kochim Masechet, we learned this idea of Verubo. Okay, or Sukkah, same idea. Shkoach. So the Gemara brings the Kasha here. Right? This is right. The Gemara quotes this Mishnah that discusses this v'chein. Hold on, v'chein begat. Mishnah says so too begat. What's a gat? A wine press or an olive press, right? What do you mean begat? I said, come and explain that. What's going on there? So that's what the Mishnah. The Gemara quotes this Mishnah Tanan. We learned the Mishnah in Eruvin that you shouldn't stand in one, shouldn't drink in the other, should unless your whole body, your head. Most of your body, your head is in the other. Shouldn't also begat. It was ibailu. We've got a kashya. So now we know with regard to a rishut harabi, rishut hayachid. But what about a karmelit, Mai? What about a karmelit? Can you do this with a karmelit? Right? So, he says, but karmelit, Mai. Look at Rashi. The karmelit could go on big eye. If you're in the fields, in a big field, the midrabanan who the asur da achlis lo tzid, that's only asur. So then, my Rashi is there. My hula, mubshli yachid or mubshli rabim v'yoshit roshon lechachil otocha v'yishte. Can you now stand shul rabim and put your hand into a karmelit and drink, or stand in a karmelit shul rabim? That's only the rabbanan. That's asur, because we're discussing the idea of gzairus. So if it's a gzairah, like we saw in our mishnah is all about gzairus. So if it's a gzairah, so then a karmelit is already a gzairah. So you can't gozer gzairah al gzairah. We got a cloud and gozering gzairah al gzairah. Just out of interest, how come the picture's shuffled around here? Anybody know on the Zoom screen? Like Orem was down on there and Michael was there. I got a bit confused for a second. You all moved places. Okay. Threw me out completely.
They changed houses.
They moved houses. Did you get in your car and drive somewhere, anybody? Okay. Right, so he says, Amar upside now, that's the idea of Gzaira. Ruk Lugrashid, Mahu Lamor B'Shra Yachid, or B'Shra Yachid, Yoshit Roshul Lechel, B'Shra Yachid. So Amar Abaya says, he. There's no difference. Look at our Rashi there. Keshem Shasharnu Zo B'Mishnatainu, Kach Zu Asra. It's like our Mishnah said, Shri Yachid, Shri Rabim, so too, Karmli, to Shri Rabim is the same thing as Asu. So Amar, I say, how can you say that? He goof Gzaira. But our Mishnah is a Gzaira. Shri Rabim, Shri Rabim, Shri Yachid, that is a Gzaira. That is a gzaira, right? Va'ana nikum ve'nigzor gzaira gzaira, right? Look at Rashi there. He gufa afidu yotzi hakli mitocha reshut hayachid or mitocha reshut harabi midrabanan ba'amuhu, right? One second. Suddenly a little bit confused over here. This Gemara over here we're discussing when we said over there in Eruvin, Lo yamor adam shtei yachid v'yishteh b'shtarabim. Shtarabim v'yishteh b'shtayachid. Right? That is a gzaira. Why is that a gzaira in itself? Why is there no Issur Doraita? I'm standing in Shnei Rabbim, huh? And I drink my hands out of Shnei Rabbim. I've done no Akira, no Nachada, nothing. So what do I care if my hands there, right? So it's only a Gzeira. So that's why he says over here, what there, and that's what Rashi says here, look. If I take the kli like this, now I'm standing in Shnei Rabbim, and I go like a Shnei Yachid, or I'm standing in Shnei Yachid, I go like a Shnei Rabbim. I've done nothing. I've done no Akira, I've done Inacha. Even that's not a Doraita. There's no Isur. So it's all Exaira. So are you telling me I can't do that in a Karmelit? A Karmelit is itself Exaira, so it's Exaira, Exaira, right? So, and that, so that's what Abaya says, he. Rava says it's a gzaira, right? So Rashi says, so Abaya says, how do I know that it's Asur? Amar Abaya, mina aminela. Why do I know that it is Asur, not just a gzaira, right? He says, because what did the Mishnah say? It said, diktadi v'chein begat. Our Mishnah said, and then it said, like so to a gut. So Abaya's rationale is like this. We've already learned the din in the ratio of the Mishnah, Rishta Yachid, and Rishta Rabbim, Rishta Yachid. So the fact that the Mishnah has to add V'chein Begat must be teaching me something different. Because if a gut is Rishta Yachid, or a gut is Rishta Rabbim, it's already been learned in the ratio, correct? We learned that, Rishta Yachid, Rishta Rabbim. Correct? So why do we mention gut? He says, gut, see how to teach you something different. Look at the Gemara. He says like this. My gut, irishta yachid, tenina. Look at Rashi, the irishta yachid. Kagon gavoa asaravu kamar dlu yamod b'shar rabim yishtel tochak tenina. We already learned that. Virishta rabim, and if it's rishta rabim, kagon eina gavoa gimel. It's in mamash lirishta. Tenina, we already learned it. And alas, so therefore the purpose of gut must be love Carmelit. Must be for Carmelit. What's wrong? Anybody? I'll finish this time. Right, it must be for Carmelit. So now that seems to be a pretty good argument with regards to Rava. And Rava says, no, it's not a karma. It's like we can't go Zagzaira. So Rava says, like this, Rava Amar, he says, no, you got it all wrong. The Gatavia in the Mishnah has got nothing to do with Alochas of Shabbos. V'chein Begat, says Rava, is Le'inyan Maser. Separate Alocha altogether. The ratio of the Mishnah discussing Shabbos. The Sefer V'chein Begat. There's another halacha about Maaseh. Look at Rashi over here. V'chein Maaseh, Linyan Maaseh. You know, let's quickly learn the Gemara. V'chein Amar Rabbeinu Sheshet, V'chein Begat, Linyan Maaseh. Right? Titzna, we got okay, look at Rashi, Linyan Maaseh. D'shtia ala gat mamash. You went down to the wine press, right, or to the olive press, and you're drinking there. That's a wine press here. I think about a wife's here in a second. And you're drinking there, mamash there. Shelo akru misham lohotzio chutza havieshtiat arai upatur mimaser calls mashlo yarad labor shug gemar malachto lemaser. Says if you haven't actually gone down into the pit and finished off the stuff and then it's gemar maser, you've done the last of melocha of the wine and therefore it's chay maser. But you just go and you take a cup and you dick it into the gut and you drink a bit of wine. There it's a shtia arai. You don't have to take maser. That's what he's telling us. And when we said, you're standing on the tip, on the outside, and you stick your hand into the pit, take out a bit of wine, that's the parallel to our Mishnah. And there you muta from Maaser. Aval says, Rashi, lehotzio misham, have a keva. If you're going to take the wine out of there, then it's considered keva, it's a full purpose. She'ein bedak lachzi ha-motar. You're bringing back the balance. Even though you didn't finish off the Maaseh yet, you haven't done the last stages of the process, the fact that you're taking the wine away from the gut, in your mind, you finished, therefore you'll be chayvin Maaseh. That's what he says over there. And he quotes a Mishnah, Litnan, and we've got a Mishnah over here, in Masechet Beitza, Shotin al gut, you can drink at the press itself, Bein lachamim, bein latzonen, upatur, dir Rabbi Meir. Look at Tanaim here. Now, when we say ben lacham ben alatzonen, remember that in times of Chazal, they always mixed the wine, diluted the wine with water. That's called meziga, right? Limzog, they would add in was a third or two thirds or one third, two thirds or a half, whatever the case was. But he says like this, because Rabbi Meir says that whether you diluted it with hot or cold water, you patur. Look at Rashi, bechamin, if you used hot water, Shemazgo bechamin, you did meziga, you diluted with hot water. Shuv eino ra'u ilahachzir hamota. Even if there's wine left over, let's say you did a big jug of wine You only drank half the jug. You're not going to add this wine back, throw it back into the wine press. Because once you put hot water into it, you've ruined it, right? Shelo yachmitz el hayayin machmat hachamin. If you throw the warm stuff now back into that wine press, you're going to ruin all the wine. So therefore, you're definitely not going to do it. So Rabbi Meir says that you patur completely hot or cold. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok says he's mechayev you. He says you chayev a maser. The Chachamim Amrim ala chamin chayev. If you took it with hot water, you chayev. Why? Because you're not going to add anything back. And therefore, what you took, you're going to take away. So it's like gemar melocha ala tzonen. You'd be patur, you'd be cold, because you could always add it back. Look at Rashi. The Gemara says b'nei shu machzir amotar. Okay, so that is how Rav explains the case over there with regards to gut. It's got nothing to do with the karmelit. It's got nothing to do with asugya. It's to do with something else altogether. Now the Gemara carries on. Tanan. Gemara brings a Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah says, lo yatzei achayat b'machato samimuch l'chashech Hashem yishkach v'yetzei. Right? So Gemara says, this is actually another Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, lo yetzach el machto samuch lechashaycha. Right, that's our Mishnah. Sorry, it's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah. Seva Shema Yishkach v'yetzach. So, Gemara, I don't understand. Why do we care if he forgets? Where's this needle? It's not in his hand. He's not carrying it in his hand. Right? My love, the tachuve lo bebigdo. It's chuve lo bebigdo. It's in his clothes. It's pinned in. It's part of the jacket. And therefore, it's not hotzah. Even if on Shabbos, if he forgets, why do we care? Now, I've got a friend, I won't mention that now, a childhood friend, who used to, when we were kids, used to wear a jacket, and he used to have a handkerchief in his pocket. A young kid used to always have a handkerchief in his pocket, and his father was actually a Rav, and he used to, on Shabbos, pin the handkerchief to the jacket. So he could walk around, we have a room in those days, so he could walk around with a handkerchief, and his father told him, as long as it's pinned to the jacket, it's as part of the jacket, and therefore it's not tiltul on Shabbos. So the same thing, I imagine the pin. If the pin is in the jacket, it basically becomes part of the fiber of the jacket. It's not hotzah. You're not carrying the pin. That's the Gemara's kasha
over here. Even if he picked up in his hand and walked around with it,
it's not. Okay, but he's going to eventually stop. Right? But we could definitely understand why that we could understand a gzeira, because there's a very good chance you're going to ultimately drop it out your hand or put it down. Or you're going to stop walking, there'd be hanacha. He said that your goof is like hanacha. But yeah, it's in your jacket. It's not even, it's not clear. What do we care if you've got it in your pocket, in your jacket? Leave it there forever. What do we care? Right? So that's a good one's kasha. I don't understand. Look at Rashi. You took it out. It's a shvut ba'amu. Mamish it's anya drabanan. Kaguzur samuch lechashecha du chashecha. But when they were gozer, chashecha, samuch lechashecha du chashecha. Close to dark because of dark. Alme gazrinan leisur shabbat gzeir legzeira. The whole idea here is samuch lechashaycha. Why? Because of chashaycha. The whole issue of even having it on Shabbos in your pocket and your shvut. So it's a gzaira to gzaira. And we learned a second ago, ain gozrin gzaira gzaira. Is it clear? The gzaira is clear here, right? Because the gzaira on Shabbos and your gzaira. Samuch leShabbos now, you can't go out because you might on Shabbos. But even on Shabbos is only a gzaira. Because there's no issue doraita of having tachuv into your jacket. So Erev Shabbos is a gzairah to Shabbos, and Shabbos itself is a gzairah, so it's a gzairah to gzairah. That's a good question. Right? It's a good question. Right? No. The Naki Dabi Adam. We actually talk about what he had in his hand. You're right, it was in his jacket. It pinned in, it would be okay. But our case here is, the gross of a toshma. But how can you say that? We've got a bright before us that says, lo yetzei achayat b'machato hatchuva lo bevigdo. Yeah, the brighter says he can't go out with it stuck in his jacket. You can't tell me now that's in his hand, right? So he says, my love, Erev Shabbat, and only speaking there about Erev Shabbos, and if we're going to exaggerate, Erev Shabbos, in your jacket. Why? Because of, you might be on Shabbos. We're going to say, no, Kitanya, that brighter is b'Shabbat. That brighter, when it's in, you can't walk around with it in your jacket, that's a brighter, and that is the gzaira itself. That is the gzair. There's not a samul chashaycha. It's on Shabbat itself. So that is the gzair. Look at Rashi. Ki tanyi b'shavat atzma. Dechad gzair ikah. That's one gzair. The gzair is tachuve b'bigdo atu hechad b'malafi b'yad. Because you might take it out. So that's the gzair itself. It's not on Shabbat. It's on Shabbat itself. So Gemara is dochiyah. We aren't gozhing gzairas al gzairas. Right, Mashab Vahata Loyatsem Mahatua Truva, it said now it goes to wait a second. Vahatanya, the third attempt now, we got a brighter. It says, Loyatsa Chayat, Bemachato, Hatruva Bigdo, when? Be Erev Shabbat im Chashaicha. So now you can't tell me anymore that we're not talking about Erev Shabbos, we're not on Shabbos, and we're not talking about in his jacket, we're not in his hand. The brighter says straight out, Erev Shabbos in your jacket. Right? So Gemara says, wait a second, don't get too excited. How many? That's a dat yachid, that's dat of Rabbi Yehudi. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda's got his own limud. The Amar Uman Derech Umanuto Chayev. This is an amazing thing. He says, here we're talking, when we said all the time about Gzaira to Gzaira, that's when there wasn't an Isur and another way, and we were Gozer Gzaira. But Uman says Rabbi Yehuda, he, if he carries something in the way that he would for his profession, and the way that a tailor carries a needle is in his jacket, that's hotza'ah. That's not called part of your clothes. If you, my friend, and you want to wear your handkerchief on Shabbos, and you're a school child, so then you can have a pin in your jacket. That's not called hotza'ah. But a uman, a pin in his jacket is hotza'ah, and that's an isur. And therefore, when we go there, Erev Shabbos, we go there in Gzaira on an isur. Not a Gzaira, clear? Right, look at Rashi. Rashi says it inside. Look at Rashi. He says, Uman, Hamotzi Derech Umanuto, says Rashi, Chuhu Ragila Tzeik Leprakim Ken Bechol. Because even during the week he goes out that way, he then is Chayev. That's Chayev, not Asur Aval Mutar. Chayev. Right? The Hashta Ledide Leike Ele Chalek Zuwang Zayir De Gazirin Samut Chashech Atu Chashecha. Okay, so now it's like a Derech Umanuto Chayev. The Tanya, quite a brighter over here. And this is a brighter, which it's a sefta here in Ape, in Amasechta. Lo yetzah chayat b'machato ha-tuchva lo b'bigdo, v'lo nagar b'seikam she'v'oz. Look at that, and neither the carpenter either with the kaisam in his ear. Rashi says, what's a kaisam? He says, kaisam is aroch v'shaveh, like some sort of long piece of wood, ka'ein sargala, like a type of a ruler. So the carpenter uses it to measure things. She mesartetin bei svarim she korin vira belaz. He draws lines with it. Ubo mashvinetas nesarim, and he measures right where each board is from one distance to the other. Kederech nagarim shlanu mashvim benetiat kav. Our carpenters today use some sort of a line. Veli nire. Now listen to what Rashi says. It's an amazing Rashi. It's worth looking inside the Rashi. Rashi says like this. Veli nire she kol ashnu yinkan. All these examples we're going to see in a second now. Eino ele she notinoto b'nei ha'umanot alehen b'tzaitam lashuk kidei she'akiru me'ezo manutu v'she yiskeruhu le'melacha. He says, actually an advert. He says, it's not that the tailor needs the needle in his pocket or the carpenter needs to have this rule in his ear, or we'll see other examples. They do it so that you can identify who they are. And then you'll know who they are. You'll walk up to them and say, come in, I need a job. I see you're a carpenter. Right, basically it's like wearing the sign. Look at the Gemara brings the rest of the bright brings the rest of the examples. So it says the tailor or the carpenter, velo sorek b'meshicha, and this is some sort of guy who's combing the wools to flex with his comb, sheb ozno, velo garde b'ira sheb ozno. Right, what is a garde there, b'ira? I don't know if I got that. It's the ira here is the wool, but what is a garde what? A weaver, okay? Shabbat Velo Tzaba Bedugma Shebet Tzavaro, or a painter, he's got some sort of samples around his neck. Look at Rashi over there. He says, Dugma Ma'at Semer Tzavu Adom. He's got different, like, wool painted different colors. Ma'at Tzavu Shachor, some painted black. V'chein B'chol Minei Tzeva Shemar'eh Bahem Dugma L'acher Kazet Yitzu. Any color you want, I can do it for you. Right? So he walks around with all these painted, like a scarf, a multicolored scarf, okay? So all these things over here, according to Rabbi Huda, if you would do that on during the Shabbos, you'd be chayev, because that is the way they do it during the week. It's not a gzaira. Velo shulchani v'dinar sheba ozno, and the money changer, he has his coin here in his ear. Okay, they all had very advanced ear muscles, right, to carry around all their different tools of the trade. V'im yatsa, he says, im yatsa patur. If he went out, he's patur, but asur, right? Div Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Uman derech umanuto chayav v'chol v'shar kol adam patur. And there's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that an Uman, if he does this on Shabbos, he's chayav. So that's Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Not a gzaira to gzaira. It's mamash a gzaira, only a gzaira, because Rabbi Yehuda was concerned, he was chayav. Now, I think the klal is, by the way, aloha, machloket Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, aloha is normally Rabbi Yehuda. What's that halacha there, please, somebody?
It's prohibited for a tailor to go out with a needle stuck in his clothes. If he did so, he is exempt from bringing the tumah.
Okay, Steve just called it. He's prohibited. He's exempt. So we pass it like a remei that it's asur, aval, it's mutar aval asur.
No, it's
patur aval asur. No, mutar, thank you. Patur aval asur, right? Patur aval asur, which basically is, imiatza patur is a remei. Rabbi Yehuda said, ain't uman dirchayav. Shashakur up. Tani chale. Now the Gemara brings a brighter. Tani chale lo yatzei azav bekiso. Now we've got another example over here. He says, Lo yatze azav bekiso. Now azav bekiso, we know what that is, right? Rashi says over here. Look at Rashi over here. Kiss. Look at the first very wide words lines of Rashi there. Shosin azav, they make like something like a pouch for the zav. Now azav is somebody's got like gonorrheic discharges, right, of some kind. So if he has three discharges, he becomes a zav gadol, right? On the other hand, once he's discovered he's a Zav Gadol, he also has to have seven Nakim, seven clean days. And he can't have a discharge during those days. If he has a discharge during those days, then it's Soter, right? You've got to count all over again. So he'd put a pouch on him and walk around with a pouch to see if he's collecting, on the first thing to see if he's discharging, right? To see if he's discharging the three discharges. And then afterwards, he'd keep a pouch on him for a whole 7 days to make sure that he can monitor that he hasn't got a discharge, that his counting hasn't been satur, okay? Or mistake, right? So now, the words like this. We've got a brighter. One brighter says, Tani chalo yatze azab bekiso, vim yatza patur aval asur. He shouldn't go out on Shabbos with this pouch on him. And if he does, it's asur, it's only a drabbanan. But another brighter says, lo yatze vim yatza chayav chatat. If he does, he's chayav chatat. So we've got two brighters. One says it's isur doraita. If he goes out with his pouch, one says it's isur drabbanan, he goes with the pouch. There's still rabia. So Rabbi Yosef, lo kashya. Ha Rabbi Meir, ha Rabbi Yehuda. The first answer is pashut. Rabbi Meir says that it's asur aval mutar, patur, asur aval patur. Rabbi Yehuda said, like a woman, just like the trader, the artisan, shouldn't go up with his thing. So to a Zav, if he's got a pouch on him, he's like a professional, he needs it. And then with us, look at Rashi. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, the Zav, the Zod derech hotza tobechol, because that's how even during the week he'd do it. So if like a tailor would go out with his needle in his pouch, in his jacket during the week, on Shabbos he's chayev, a Zav would walk around during the week like that as well, if on Shabbos he's chayev. Right? He said, "But so that's the first answer. I'm Rabbi Abaya. So my sister Rabbi Yosef, Amur de Shamat Leri Meir b'Midi de Lav Haynu Urche b'Midi de Haynu Urche Mi Shamat Le." So he says, "Why are you saying it's Rabbi Yehuda? Even Rabbi Meir, I understand that you would tell me that Rabbi Meir would say that if it's not Urche." Right, look at Rashi. Kagon kol elu ashnuin namala and derechotzlan nebiyad afidu leuman. Ela b'shash shu rotze lachriz laatzmo shu uman et shu uman. Aval kis tazab and derechotzlan ela b'chach. Bisham ed patri says, wait a second. Comes to the he says like this. Abai says Rav Yosef, that brighter we quoted when we saw the machlokes Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda with the uman when he carries the things in his ears etc. Says, you know what? That's not the normal way for them to carry. Normally, an uman carries his tools for his trade, even in his hands. When does he put it in his ear? If he feels like advertising himself. So that's not the way that he carries. The normal way that he carries is in his hand. And that's why, right? And therefore, he says, even Rabbi Meir, right? Look what he says over here. I wish I Rabbi Meir immediately love Hainu Urche. When it's not the way to do it, right? So then he is patur. But when it's the way to do it, he would be chayev. So he says, why do we Meir in the Mishnah say that when the tailor puts his thing on the ear, he is only patur? Because that's not really the way that he carries it. Rav Yehuda thinks that's the way that he carries it. Rav Meir says, no, that's not the way he carries it. Normally he carries it in his hand. It's just occasionally he'll stick it in his ear to try and get a bit of advertising. But really the way he carries it in his hand, the Zav on the other hand, the Zav, the only way that he can do this is by carrying his pouch on his private parts. So that's Urche. He says, and therefore, even Rabbi Meir says, Urche Yuchayev. And even Rabbi Meir would say that if the tailor took out the needle in his hand, he'd be Chayev. Why did he say there he's as Asur of Al Patur? because the weight on his ear is not urche. You with me? It's kind of different to what we understood previously, right? You may be saying, why did I tell you in the brighter that it's only asur, but not, it's patur? Because there's not urche over here in the ear. If it was urche, if he took it in his hand, he's chayev. Rabbi Yudah thinks that that's urche. I'm saying that's not urche, and that's why there I'm telling you is patur. That's what Abaya says. So Rabbi Meir would even tell you urche is always chayev. And the zav, when he puts that pouch on him, that's urche, because that's how he does it during the week. So even Rabbi Meir will tell you the other is chayev. So the fact that you're telling me it's only Rabbi Yudah, that the two brightas, the one that says asur is Rabbi Meir, the one that says chayev is Rabbi Yudah, is not true. Even Rabbi Meir says you chayev in these cases. Clear? Right. He says, and you have to say that. Why don't you say that? We're going a little bit long over here. It says, the ilo taimahachi, if you don't say that, if you don't say what I'm saying, look at Rashi, ilo taimahachi, the mori meir b'mi shekol darko b'chach, the meir always says, anybody, this is the way he does things, he would be chayev. Then, if you take a case, he says, hedyot, a regular guy, not an artisan, shechakak kav b'bikat b'shabbos, they took a piece of wood and chopped in this massive big hole. He made a nice big hole in it. Right? Look at Rashi. Shechakaka bebikat. Hoyil ve'en uman. Since he's not a carpenter. Ve'en derech hakika bechach. And that's not the way that you normally do things. Hachinami de patra b'meir. So b'meir say, patra on Shabbos. And if that's the case, imkein lo mechari b'meir b'shabbos elim umani. Then nobody who does any melocha is chayiv on Shabbos unless you're a carpenter. Because you're going to then say that b'meir says, no, only if you do things as an uman you chayiv. Right on Shabbos. Then no one's chayiv on Shabbos unless you're any melocha that an artisan would do. If you as a simple guy came and did a bit of carpentry, you'd be chayiv because you aren't a carpenter. He said no. Rabbi Meir says you always chayiv if you do things the way that people do things normally, even if you aren't an uman. And how does an uman normally carry his needle in his hand? Anybody who carries their needle in their hand would be chayiv. And the zav, how does he normally carry his pouch? He puts it on him. So that's how he does it during the week. On Shabbos he's also chayiv. Right? Ela me'ata. So right, Rabbi Meir Nami, lo mechayev. Ela amar Rabbi Nuna. So now we've got a problem. So we've got to steer it now between these two brightas. One says chayev, one says patur. Who are they? We've proven a common Meir Rabbi Yehuda. He says, Ela amar Rabbi Nuna, lo kashia, kan bezav baal shtei ra'ayot, kan bezav baal gimel ra'ayot. He says, one would be a case of a zav who's already had three sightings, and the one is a zav who's only had two sightings. What's the difference? I'm going to leave it outside, Rashi, we'll get a little later. The Zav who's had two sightings, he still needs this pouch. Why? Because he hasn't got to a third sighting yet. So the pouch is very important to count up to see if he's going to become a Zav Gadol or not. The Zav who's already had three sightings, so now the pouch is not necessary any longer. With me? Because it's done its job. Look at Rashi, yeah? Zav Baal Shtei Rayot Chayev. While if he's tzarich lo, needs it, and so the Gemara says, wait a second, mashta zav b'asherot lechayev, the mivale bedika. He said, because why do you tell me that a zav who's got two rayas is chayev? Because he needs this pouch for the bedika. He said, but wait a second, zav bal gimel nami mivale. He also needs it. Why the sfira? He's got to make sure that he's counting now sheva nekiim, seven clean days. He doesn't have a discharge, so he also needs the pouch. It's one of his days. So he needs, even though he doesn't need to count three, he's already counted three. He now needs to see he's not going to start to write the Lord Shechina. No. Ele levo bayom. We're talking about on the day itself. At Shabbos, on the day, what was the day? Bo'oto yom shebora ahara shlishit. Shuv elo tzarich lekis kolo yom. The verse says, no, what we're talking about on the day, it was the day now. Shabbos was the day that he saw the third sighting. He's already had three sightings. He no longer needs this kiss because he only starts counting the Sheva Nekiim from tomorrow. Right? Or from whenever. But today it's not for the Sheva Nekiim. It's already counted. No, let's end over here.